الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. إذا جبت قال commanding the good and forbidding the evil. In the previous chapters we heard that we relate where we are encouraged that we must write towards good, and nasiha, da'wah, must be the nature of a Muslim. Wherever he gets the opportunity, he must write towards good and he must discourage the evil. So in this chapter now is the command, to command the good and forbidding the evil. That is also one very important department and aspect of Islam, that there must be people who command the right and forbid the evil, and not only encourage the right but command it. And really this is the work of an Islamic Khilafat. When the Khilafat is in order, then from the government side there should be such a group of people who will command what is right and forbid what is wrong. So Allah Ta'ala, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, and in the absence of the Islamic Khilafat, this duty revolves especially around the ulama and those people who are the Salaha, who are concerned of the welfare of the Ummah and of Deen. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْرُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. There should be a group from amongst you whose work is towards inviting towards good. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They command what is right. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And they forbid all the evil. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And it is these people who will certainly be successful. So here in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has commanded us that from amongst us there must be one group whose sole function is only this work of deen, of inviting towards good. That is their wazifa, that is their work that they have to do, to invite towards good. And in the process of inviting towards good, there will be, not everyone won't respond to that invitation. Then further they have to do يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. By force they must command that what is right, and يَنْهَوْنَ, and they make nahi, that is also by force they stop the evil. So there are people who are prone towards evil in that. And in a proper Islamic government, Islamic Khilafat, there will be that group that will have the authority from the government side to enforce the right and forbid the wrong. Just as we have all different departments in different governments of the world, but that is all for dunya matters, to enforce the law on the road. There is a group of people, the traffic people. Then to enforce other law, you have the police, and you have a lot of other departments also where they enforce the law of the government. That is the dunya government. But in an Islamic Khilafat, Islamic state, the laws of Allah Ta'ala are to be seen to, that people adhere to them, and they should be first invited towards it, and most of the people would respond to that. But those who don't, then they should be commanded with the right and forbidden with the evil. And in the absence of the Islamic Khilafat, the Muslims must take it upon themselves, as we have taken it upon ourselves to establish our masajid, to run our masajid, to establish our madaris, to run our madaris. In our madaris we have ulama that are dedicated just to the teaching in the madrasa. No other work they have got, their work is just to teach. Like that we should also endeavor to work towards a group that will invite towards good and forbid the evil, and command the right, and command that which Allah commands. May Allah give us this understanding, this tawfiq, and may Allah Ta'ala, that a true Islamic society we establish thereby.